Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word.
Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. Baruch atah Adonai, blessed are you Adonai. I speak words over you, and I declare that you shall live and not die. You were made more than a conqueror. You shall recover all. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are made in the image of God. I don't care the name of other gods. Bahama, Mahuma, some pot-bellied little demon. I believe in Jesus. I don't care the name of the virus. Kovu, a virus, or Vuhu's a virus. I don't care what you want to call the virus. Scripture says there will be pestilences. And in the past, there have been pestilences. But I believe in Jesus. I declare prophetically that God has done it. Hallelujah. I believe that God has broken every ungodly chain, Lord Jesus, for everything you did at the cross, Lord Jesus, we thank you. You are the way maker for everything that you did at the cross, Lord Jesus. You are the chain breaker. And in the name of Jesus, right now, to everyone listening, I pray Psalm 91 over you. Hallelujah. I encourage you to pray Psalm 91 over everyone who is yours and that you care about in Jesus' name. I say and I declare that you are of the Spirit of David. Open your mouth and take down the Goliaths in your life. I call forth President Trump to stand in his anointed position of David to take down the giants. Satan and his cohorts are uncircumcised Philistines. Justice shall prevail. Hallelujah. The liars cannot fulfill the office they stole. Now is the time for God's people to occupy. Occupy, not to run and hide, to hold God's territory. The remnant stand, no matter what. I declare we have dominion, authority, power, and access to the presence of God. The Lord gave me a word at the beginning of January of this year, and I repeat it. I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. I am God, and there is no other. Walk ye therefore in my way. Fear God, not man, lest I smite you with the rod of derision. For I am worthy of all praise, all recognition. Your voice is needed to be heard. It is your voice they want to hear in heaven. Declarations for the angelic host. Speak up, everyone, individually, corporately. Let my word be known. Do not be silent. Shout aloud. We will not die, but we shall live. You are my trumpets. This is the time for that one note, that one sound to go around the earth. That one note, that clear sound, individually and corporately. Many voices in unison together. Amen. Hallelujah. So I repeat, you shall not die, but you shall live to declare the glory of the Lord. Let him who has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. My sheep hear my voice, and another they will not follow. You were born for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Arise and shine, for your light has come. Shake off the depression in which circumstances have you. Lift up your head, O ye gates. O ye gates, be lifted up. Makhash Abba. Makhash Abba. For I know the plans I have for you. You did not choose me. I chose you before the foundation of the world to carry my glory. I call forth in Jesus' name God's angels of enlightenment. Be light. You go and be light. Arise and shine in the darkness. Take what you need and feed it to others. I call forth the east wind. Hallelujah. God is preparing those who will carry his glory. He sets a table of truth, belief before us in the presence of our enemies. There is confusion in the camp of the enemy, and the enemy is self-slaughtered. I declare to you today, my brothers and sisters, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And I declare the angel of the Lord encamps around you. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 to 16. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wast cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. I encourage you, my brother and my sister, I encourage you to be hot. The Lord has told us in his word before, you will know that you know that you know what God is. You will be rooted and grounded, fixed and stable, believing God, not man, looking to God, not man, standing sure-footed with your belly full, shoulders back, eyes on Jesus, ready to do God's will. So, the word of God says, eat of me, drink of me, continually, continually. And when the Lord gave us that word, we responded, Holy Spirit, bring me, draw me. Would you say that again with me? Holy Spirit, bring me, draw me, enable me, keep me hearing your truth and following you. Let my will be your will. Thank you for using me, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. It is good to look back on the words that the Lord has given us, lest we forget. We should never forget the precious word that the Lord has specifically given us as his listeners. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21 to 22. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Hallelujah. We are his people. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. His pasture is where we feed. We are looked after in his pasture. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 24 says of God's enemies, yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And the Lord shall blow on them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. Hallelujah to the Word of God. For such a time as this, I select verses of God's Word. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 21. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is God who sitteth upon the circle of the earth. And the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. It is God who bringeth the princes to nothing. It is God who bringeth the judges of the earth to naught. You be big and bold. We have been shaken, but we are in the greatest season ever. Hallelujah. Keep oil in your lamps. You belong to the Ancient of Days. Satan is trying to bring confusion to God's creation, bringing to question what God's creation is. But when the lion roars, the enemy trembles. Fear God and not man. Lift up your tahila. Lift up your inside praise, your worship power. Hallelujah. Lift up your tahila. Psalm 71 verse 8 says that the whole earth is groaning, waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. I want to walk with God and I want to please Him. Hallelujah. I pray that that is your desire right now. Amen. Satan laughs. Satan laughs when we fight about what color we are. I'm going to say that again. Satan laughs when we fight about what color we are, because as far as I know, spirits do not have a color. Okay. And sad to say, it is Satan's most surefire weapon to bring hate. This is the most precious time to see with our eyes and hear with our ears what God's Holy Spirit is saying. This is why Almighty God has rivers of healing. Come to the Holy Spirit River of Healing. Whoever hurt you, whatever they said, whatever they did, give it to Jesus. Hallelujah. And I pray that you can do that now. If you are a child of God, and if you are not, would you say these words with me? Lord Jesus, I do believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sin. I receive you right now and I ask you, forgive me of my sin. I turn away from my sin. I repent of my sin and I ask you, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Holy Spirit, I ask you to fill me now completely. Leave no room for the enemy. I ask you, Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. I want to live my life for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Lift up your life constantly to Jesus. Walk as a child of God. Let your light for Jesus be seen. All the praise and all the glory to glory and God. In Jesus' name, amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485.